Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in Maseches Yoma. Today we are finishing off the third parak of Maseches Yoma with parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. And then we're going to start the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma with parak Dalet and Mishnah Aleph. The previous Mishnah, parak Gimel Mishnah Yud, discussed various people who donated and gave various things to the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Mishnah finished off by saying, they were mentioned in a praiseworthy way for their contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. Now in parak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, we're going to describe various people who actually were criticized as it pertained to their involvement with the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Liganai, these people were singled out for criticism by the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Garmu, Lo Ratzu Lilamid Al Maisa Lechem Aponim, the family of the house of Garmu. Why were they criticized? Because they did not want to teach the process of making the Lechem Haponim. That is, the Bartanura points out, the Lechem Haponim were each shaped like a box that is open at the top and missing two opposite walls. And because of its shape, even skilled bakers could not remove it from the oven without breaking it. Only the family of Garmu knew how to do this, and they refused to share their expertise. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shel Beis Avtinas, Lo Rotzu Lelamed Al Maisa HaKetoras, the members of the house of Avtinas did not want to teach the identity of the grass they would use in order to make the Ketoras that caused its smoke to rise in a straight type of way, rather than dispersing and spreading out like ordinary smoke. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hugros ben Levi, Hayodea Perek Bashir Velo Rotzu Lelamed, Hugros ben Levi knew a special way of singing that involved a moving around his mouth with his fingers, but that also he did not want to teach. Ben Kamtzer Lorotu Lelamed Al Maisa Haksav, and Ben Kamtzer, who did not want to teach the process of writing the four-letter name of Hashem, in which he tied a quill to each of his four fingers and wrote all the letters at the exact same time, that by writing the name in this way, there is no concern that the scribe might speak in the middle, which is usher. And says the Mishnah, concludes the Mishnah, Al Harishonim Namar, regarding the first people who were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the memory of a tzadik, of a righteous person, is for a blessing. Val Elu Namar, but regarding these people in the that we just described in this Mishnah, the Pasuk says, V'shem Rishoim Yirkav, the name of the wicked shall rot. The people described in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod, but Tzadikim, and their memory is going to last forever, says the Mishnah. But the people mentioned in this Mishnah who are keeping, who have important information that they are keeping to themselves, they, says the Mishnah, are going to have their name rot, and they're certainly not remembered in a positive way. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, and here we're going to return to where we left off in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tetz, which taught us that the Kohen Gadol approached the Nicanor gate, where there were two male goats and a wooden box that contained two lots. Says the Mishnah, Taraf Bekalpi Vehelel Shnei Gorolos, that he would he snatched from the lottery box and drew the two lots, one in each hand. As the Bartanura says, the Kohen Gadol was required to grab the lots quickly so that the lottery would be random. If he had time to tell which lot was which by feeling the letters engraved on them, then he might be tempted to take the one for Hashem in his right hand, because that was seen by the people as a better type of sign. Says the Mishnah, Echad Kasuv Alav L'Shem, Ve'echad Kasuv Alav La'azazel. On one lot it was written La'Hashem, and the other one was a La'azazel. Hashem's a four-letter name, which prefixed by the letter Lamed, was engraved on one lot, and for Hashem, Lazel, it was engraved on the other one, as we just described. Haskan b'min of Rosh Beis Av Mismol, when the Kohen Gadol drew the lots, the assistant Kohen Gadol stood on his right side, and the head of that day's family of Kohanim stood on his left side. Im shel shem ola b'mino haskan omer lo ishi Kohen Gadol, hagba yemincha. If the lot of Lashem, for Hashem, came up in his right hand, where the skan, where the assistant to Kohen Gadol stood, then he would say to the Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, raise your right hand. Ve'im shel shem ola b'smolo, rosh beis av omer lo, ishi Kohen Gadol hagba smolchen. If the lot of Lashem came up in his left hand, where the head of the family of Kohanim stood for that day. Then the head of the family would say to the Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand. And then Nisan and Al-Shnei HaSeirim, he put them upon the two male goats, meaning he put the lot in his right hand upon the he-goat to his right, and the lot in his left hand upon the male goat to his left. V'omer L'Hashem Chatas, and when he placed the lot for Hashem on the appropriate goat, he would say for Hashem a Chatas, a Karban Chatas, a sin offering. Continuing in the Mishnah with a different opinion, Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo hayatzarech lomer chathas ela Hashem, that he did not have to actually say the word achathas karban, but merely had to say it for Hashem. Although the Bar Tanura says that we don't pasken out like Rabbi Shmuel, so he would in fact say both chathas l'Hashem. And then finishing off the Mishnah of Heinon and Acharav, and then when the name of Hashem was said, the people would respond after him, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph taught us that there were a bunch of individuals who were remembered in a negative way, who were criticized by the Chacham. Number one was Beis Garmu, who wouldn't tell people how to bake the Lechem Apanim, who's the Beis Aftinas, who wouldn't tell people the appropriate, the type of grass that was used in order to make the Ketores. Hugros Ben Levi was criticized because he knew a certain way to sing that involved manipulating his mouth with his fingers. He didn't want to teach that. Ben Kamsar was criticized because he did not want to teach people how to write the four-letter name of Hashem, where he tied the quill to each of his four fingers and wrote all the letters at the exact same time. And like we said, the first group of people that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Perakil, Mishnah Yud, were remembered positively, and these people who are keeping this information to themselves were remembered in a very negative way. And then Perak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, continued the discussion of these two goats. We said that the Kohen Gadol would quickly grab from the lottery box and one in each hand a different lot. One of them said Lashem, which was going to be a carbon chatas. One was La Azazel, which was going to be the carbon that was going to be thrown off of the cliff. And depending on which hand was Lashem, if it was the right hand where the assistant Kohen Gadol was, or if it was the left hand where the head of the family of Kohanim for that week was, either way, if it's the right hand, then the assistant Kohen Gadol is going to announce. If it's the left hand, then the head of the Beis Av for that week is going to announce. Either they're going to say, the master of the Kohen Gadol, raise your right hand or raise your left hand, whichever one it is. Then they would take the two goats, and he would say, by the one that was Lashem, that you are going to be a chatos Lashem, you're going to be a sin offering for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And after they said the name of Hashem, people would answer, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. Have a great day.